One more time, I want to welcome everyone. I tell you the truth that your life will never remain the same. This teaching is going to change your life forever. This teaching is going to turn your life around. And please, I really want us to really be intentional with tonight's teaching. And by the grace of God, I'm also going to give you another book today. My other book on the authority of the believer in Christ. We are going to start that book. And that book is going to complement tonight's teaching. It's a structural mentorship. It's an intentional mentorship. I tell you the truth, your life will never remain the same. Please, we just have 45 minutes to teach tonight. And as God is helping me, tonight I want to finish this curriculum. We are not doing part two of this tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going into another curriculum. But still under spiritual warfare. Still under spiritual warfare. So please, I want you to please be super intentional. Please try and, if you can avoid every distractions, please, please, are we together? Now, can we pray one prayer, just one prayer point in 2 minutes, 60 seconds because of our time? You will say, Jesus, open my eyes to see. Can you write it in the comment section? Can you write it in the comment section? Say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Lord, this teaching, let it minister life to my spirit. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Let the scale fall. Let the scales fall. Let the scales fall. Je prete soto ile prakakatias rototo sete ide de parwakaka le pretete ikata zoprende shaparagatiza le prete soto. Let my eyes be open to see. Let my ears be open to hear. Let my understanding be open. Lord, I see clearly. Lord, I know clearly. Lord, I see clearly. Take away the distractions. Oh Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, that prayer we are praying is a very intentional prayer. Because I tell you, you do not determine how much you understand. We need to understand this, believers. No man can determine how much he can understand. If God does not help a man, that man can never, listen, powerful utterances can be coming. But if God does not help a man, that man will not catch the light. I tell you the truth, there are times I have listened to sermons. It was maybe the third or the fourth time I was listening that I caught the secret. Can I tell you something? Oh, I'm telling you the truth. Believe this. There are times I'm listening to teachings. By the grace of God, I'm reading my Bible again. I've finished my Bible severally. I'm reading again. Do you know that? I'm reading my Bible again and I'm seeing things I didn't see before. And I'm saying, God, I've finished my Bible more than once. How come I didn't see this revelation? The secret is that our eyes needs to be open. Are we together now? That's just the secret. That something should open. The Bible said, for it shall wash our eyes with eye salve. Listen, what I'm saying is that you catch it today. You don't need to listen to this teaching 5 times for you to catch the power behind it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are times you listen. You are listening to a sermon. You are listening to it 10 times. You are listening to it and you're wondering, I'm listening to this 10 times. How come I'm hearing this for the first time? Our eyes need to be open to see. Are we ready to pray? In 60 seconds again. Listen, the prayer is as important as the teaching. Lord, open my eyes to see. Lord, open my eyes to see. I bind every mind-binding demon, you spirit of distractions in the atmosphere. We shut down your agenda. Can we do that in 30 seconds? Somebody pray, pray, pray. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Mako repende sose braha. Je preteko sandika bahai. Leprondo suse ikabai. Lo repende susa. Oh, Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Open my eyes. Wash my eyes with eye salve. Rapanda sose. Oh Lord, we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Tonight I want to teach on a very important teaching. I want to be sure if you could hear me clearly. Can you hear me clearly? Can you hear me clearly? Tonight I am talking about how to overcome spiritual attacks. Now, when we are talking about spiritual attacks, what are we talking about? Listen, believers. Most times, when we talk about spiritual attacks, many people think about bad dreams. Many people think about being oppressed in the dream. But I came to announce to you that it is beyond that. There are some people that are not having negative dreams, but their experiences shows that they are under spiritual attacks. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So it is beyond being choked up in the dream. It is beyond seeing a bad dream where you are being chased. No, it's beyond that. It's beyond that. It's beyond that. Oh Lord, we thank you. And today, a lot of people experience their breakthrough. Whenever you notice resistance in any area of your life, that is an attack. A man may not see a bad dream, but his finances can be under attack. That is a spiritual attack. A man may not be oppressed in the night, but that man can be living in lack, in want, in penury. That is an attack. Do you know my joy? My joy is that I feel so comfortable to tell you about this, because we have been journeying. Many of you listening to me, you are different. Do you know why? You have been reading your Bible. If you notice one thing about the children of Israel, whenever they go broke or whenever they lose a battle, what do they do? What do they do? They know that an edge has been broken. When you see the children of Israel lose a war, they don't go around saying, oh, how do we re-strategize? No! They run back to God and they say, God, what did we do? What happened in the spirit? This is because they knew that their physical blessings and advantage is tied to the spirit realm. We are in a generation where many people are looking for strategies, not knowing that the answer is in the spirit. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. When a man gets losses or he gets broke in the Old Testament, he runs to God. He says, God, what did I do wrong? Is this passing a message to us? So now, I'm going to give you 9 signs of spiritual attacks, or 10 signs. I will give you 10 signs. So that I want you to know that spiritual attack is not just all about you are being choked in a dream. I'm telling you, it's more than that. And we're going to overcome it tonight. The first sign of spiritual attack is when you experience strange cycles of stagnation and losses. You open a business. You are doing everything you can do. Wisdom keys. Strategies. Business schools. But you keep experiencing losses. Money comes into your hand. You don't know what happens to the money. You can only remember when the money came, but you can't remember how you use the money. The money wipes away. That is an attack. How did I know? Because there are forces that fight the businesses of people. So spiritual attacks, demonic experiences do not just affect men. It affects organizations. It affects systems. It affects countries. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. So I want to give you the tonight's teaching, we're not just going to end at teaching. We are going to pray tonight. Pray and break yokes. We will break yokes. We saw it happen in the Bible. How demons entered into the business of somebody. And look at what the demons did. Let me show you. Matthew 8:31. These demons are responsible for causing losses. Losses to people. So you may not be choked in the dream, but you check your finances. You are seeing that, oh my God, this is not good. It means that that is an attack. He says, so the devil besought him, saying, if you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the head of the swines. Now, are you seeing this? Jesus met with a man. This man was filled with demons. And all of a sudden, Jesus needed to cast out the demons. And the demons were begging Jesus, please don't cast us away. Let us go into the swine. Now, that swine was the business of somebody. The person was rearing pigs, you know, animal husbandry. And the Bible said the demons left. Look at what the demons did to this man. And he said to them, look at the scripture on the screen. And he said to them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the head of swine. And behold, the whole head of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. Another version we say, and they drowned. Okay, look at what the Bible said. He said, go, he told them. So they came into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed into the steep bank, into the sea, and died in the waters. And you see what demons did to the business of a man? This man had a herd of pigs. He was running pigs. Now, the Bible said the demons entered into the pigs, and the pigs ran into the waters. Many times we see the miracle of Jesus casting out the demons. But many times we do not see what the demons did to the business of the owner of that, of those animals. That was losses. So when you begin to experience losses, it's a sign of demonic oppression. Second sign of spiritual attacks, promise and fail. People promising you, but they never keep to the promise. That is attack. It's called mind-binding demons. These are the demons that shift your image from the heart of your helpers. And these spirits are following and sitting on cases of people. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have planned to bless somebody before? Now, money came into your hand and you postponed it. You said, no. Immediately you wanted to reach out to the person, you felt restricted. When the money finished in your hands, you now started having compassion on the person again. Why did you not have compassion on the person when you had the fund to help? That person needs to pray. Now, imagine people that want to help you that feels that way too. That is why I tell people, don't blame your helpers. Blame your altar. Blame your prayer altar. Promise and fail is a sign of spiritual attacks. These are the powers that make great people forget you when it is time for you to break through. So people are due for promotion. When the promotion comes, they give somebody else. It's a sign of attacks. So attacks is not just about dreams. It's not all about being chased in the dreams. Some people do not see bad dreams. But if they're when you look at these signs I'm sharing now, it's a sign that you need intervention of God today. So if you experience promise and fail, nobody favors you, nobody helps you, it's a sign of spiritual attacks. Number three sign of spiritual attacks, sudden heaviness. Fear, confusion. All of a sudden, you notice fear in your life. You're afraid of tomorrow. You don't know where fear is coming from. Some people, they can't sleep in the house alone. They are afraid. Some people can't sleep in the dark. They can't sleep in the dark. Fear of the unknown. You have a job. All of a sudden, you're afraid. Will this job last?
You have a relationship. You are afraid. Oh, I hope I'm going to get married. Hope he won't leave me. You are pregnant and you are afraid. Oh, hope I won't lose this baby. Hope I won't lose. That is demons. That demonic attacks. They are trying to make you afraid. And one thing about life is that what you fear happens. Job said it. He said, the things I fear the most. If you read the book of Job chapter 3 verse 25. You're always afraid. Ah, hope my husband will not sleep and not wake up. Hope I won't die young and leave my children. That is the devil. Look at what the Bible says. He says, for the things I feared has overtaken me, and what I dreaded has befallen me. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? I know the Bible said many times Job gave sacrifices for his children. Oh, we don't have time to go into too many scriptures today. Of course, we'll go into many scriptures, but I'm just trying to maximize time. Job prayed for his wife. Okay, let me show you. We'll go into the scriptures. Please be patient tonight. Be patient because we have to pray. We're not rushing tonight. Let me show you something. What did Job said? Job said something. Job said, the things he feared happened to him. But I was shocked when Job said that. I was shocked because Job was a prayer warrior. So the fact somebody is a prayer warrior does not mean that that person may not have some attacks. A man can be a prayer warrior, and if he does not have light, he may be under spiritual attacks with his prayer life. He's praying, but he's praying from the place of fear. Job was a man of prayer. Job chapter 1 verse 5. Look at what the Bible says. Job. Listen, light makes the difference. If you pray and pray and pray and pray without light, I'm telling you, it won't be the same like you are praying with light. He said, and when the days of feasting were over, Job was sent for his children to purify them, rising early in the morning to offer burnt offerings for all of them. And you see what Job was doing? Job was a priest over his home. For Job thought, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their heart. They said, this was Job's regular practice. Are you seeing? Job will do sacrifice for his children. He will baptize them. He will give burnt offering. But later, Job said, the things I feared happened to me. Meaning, every of these spiritual things Job was doing, he was not doing it from the place of faith. He was doing it from the place of fear. Oh God, I want to pray for my children so nothing bad will happen to them. Oh God, oh God. Somebody say, I reject fear. I reject fear. I reject fear. You are afraid of tomorrow. Oh God, will I be great? Oh God, that is a sign of attacks. What sign are we at now? What sign are we at? Number four sign of spiritual attacks. Strange cycles of losses and stagnation. That's number four sign. Strange cycles of losses, stagnation. A man on the spot for too many years. No progress, no going front, no coming back, just on a spot. That's a sign of spiritual attack, and you will need to fight it. You look at your life 5 years, 6 years down the drain, and you are not seeing any tangible progress. You may not be choked in your dreams, but that's a sign that there's a spirit of stagnation. You need, listen, this weekend midnight prayer, please don't joke with it. This Saturday prayer, don't joke with it. It's, we want to war. We want to. I see God breaking people out of cages. I see the Lord removing fetters, chains from the legs of people. Okay, that was number one I gave. Okay. Okay, the next sign of spiritual attacks, unexplainable sicknesses, temptations from every kind. You don't know, you have gone to the hospital, they have checked, nothing is wrong. You have done all you could do. Oh, I can never forget this testimony of one of the testimonies we project on Saturday. A woman, God spoke to me, gave me a prophetic word in the midnight prayer last week. There was somebody living on drugs. The woman sent me a message, gave the testimony. After that prayer, she has been fine all of a sudden. How do you explain people going through sicknesses, pains, issues with their health, and all of a sudden, they have done everything medical they can do to no avail. And a man of God prays, and the person is fine. What do you call that? It's attack. You see sicknesses running from bloodline, family lines. I'm listing these things so that you get angry in your spirit, because there will be liberation tonight. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There will be liberation. So you notice unusual sicknesses in the family. Some people, they have a day, a pattern in the month. It's a pattern. Is there anybody here like that? I just saw that. A pattern. Every November. I just saw the month November. You are afraid of this November coming. Every November, you must fall sick. I just saw that. Every November. You are afraid now. That is it. There are some people every 3 months. They know. They are free for 3 months. They are sick again for 3 months. They know. They are used to it. The sign of spiritual attack. The next sign of spiritual attack. Superimposing voices. Some people are seated and they'll be hearing voices. They will hear voices. Satan will say, you can't make it in life. Satan will say, nobody will help you. Satan will say, this is how you end. There are people that hear voices. Voices. Superimposing voices. Leads them into. Do you know that people that commit suicide, is voices they hear? Are you aware of that? Nobody just wakes up that and wants to kill himself. They hear voices. Nobody loves you. What is this earth anymore? And the person is tying a rope, or the person is going to buy something. Let me not mention the name here, so I won't give the devil ideas. And the person says, oh, I will end it all. That's attack. When Satan knows you have a bright future, he wants to cut you short before you get to that glorious destiny. When Satan knows that he cannot stop your tomorrow, then he wants to end your today. But you will get angry in the spirit, and you will say, it ends. Somebody say, it ends today. It ends today. It ends today. Rashana kabaralo sambalakate. It ends today. Are you seeing many categories of spiritual attacks? The next sign of spiritual attack is deep-seated sadness. Or you call it depression. Depression. Depression is an attack. Oh. You just sit down like this. Listen, there was a day. Permit me. There was a day. I just woke up in the morning. I was feeling down. I was like, what's happening? I just woke up in the morning and I was not happy. Why was I not happy? I didn't know. The day was so gloomy and moody. I was just quiet. I take my wife who asked me, oh, man of God, hope all is well. I was just in my own space. I was just quiet. I didn't know what came over. I was not just happy. Nobody offended me. Nobody did wrong to me. Then, like the prodigal son, I came to myself. I think that was the last time that thing happened. Very long. That was the last time that thing happened. I can never forget what I did that day. I laid hands on my head and I said, you spirit of depression, get out! I'm telling you, I felt a weight lifted. You spirit of depression in my atmosphere. Where did you come from? Out! I'm telling you, it was that day I said, oh my God. It was that day it dawned on me that this thing we call mood swing. So I believe sometimes, please forgive me, women in the house. Please forgive me. I don't mean to judge anybody. You just woke up with mood swings. You are wondering. It's called this distressing spirit. It's not the spirit of God. It's those spirits sometimes can hide in your atmosphere. Just to make you sad. You don't know why. Some people, they are custodians of this atmosphere. When you greet them in the morning, you say good morning. They tell you what is good about the morning. And you are wondering, hello sir, do you have an... Hello sir. I said good morning. I said, what's good about the morning? Sorry sir. My bad. Have you seen people like that? Never is a spirit of depression. Spirit of depression. This was the spirit on Saul. It's the spirit of Saul. The spirit on Saul. It came upon Saul. 1 Samuel 16:14. Are you being blessed tonight? 1 Samuel 16:14. He said, after the spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, a spirit of distress from the Lord. Now, I taught you how to interpret the Bible last week, right? So when you see a spirit of distress from the Lord, you know now that Satan was not yet revealed then. Because of course, if the spirit of God leaves somebody, it's demon that will enter. So we cannot say a demon from the Lord. I believe you understand now, right? So let's read it with the teaching I taught you last week on how to interpret the Bible. It said, after the spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, a spirit of distress began to torment him. Another version we say distressing spirit. That's the spirit of depression. That spirit of depression. So somebody just sit down, not happy, gloomy, not talking to anybody in the house. Just sit down in one corner. It's not a spirit from God. Just sit down in one corner like this. You greet good morning, there isn't a nose to reply you. What happened? Did I offend you? It's demon. You notice that around you? You say, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of depression, gloominess, because the Holy Spirit lives in the atmosphere of joy. If you allow that spirit in your atmosphere, it can rob you of your blessings. Because the Bible said, it says, with joy shall we draw water from the wells of salvation. You see, the day that thing happened to me, that was the day I knew that this thing is a spirit. There is nothing anybody would tell me. I was just feeling gloomy, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of depression, get out in the name of Jesus. Before somebody heard that, Joshua's generation was depressed. And I'm telling you, from that day till date, this is very long, many, very long. From that day to date, I'm telling you, I can't give track of that kind of experience. Because when God wants to bless you, Satan will want to make the atmosphere gloomy. That is when you begin to remember things that are not working. You begin to remember your prayers that are not answered. Satan begins to bombard you with it, and all of a sudden, Satan will never remind you of the things that are working. Satan will never remind you of what God did. Satan will never remind you of the prayers God answered. But he will keep reminding you of the one that is not working yet. But you don't know if that one is about to come. You don't know if the answer is in process. Are we together now? When you order something from Amazon, sometimes it doesn't come that day. It takes some days sometimes. Sometimes it can come that day. Sometimes it takes days. So just like the delivery takes time sometimes. Sometimes in the spirit too, there is process. Satan, you're a liar. When you wake up, oh my God, I taught private mentorship, the law of mood. I will teach the global mentorship too, the law of mood. Your mood is spiritual. You notice mood swing, you say, the name of Jesus, you spirit of depression, out of my atmosphere. Shut it out. The next sign of spiritual attack. Constant oppression in your dream. Some people, they never have good dreams. Either masquerade chasing them, spirit husband, spirit wife. You see, it will end today. I'm giving you the list so that when we begin to pray, you get angry in your spirit. Some people, they sleep in the night, spirit comes. Some people, the spirit will warn them, I don't want to see you touch your husband. I'm speaking prophetically. My eyes are open. I'm seeing things as I'm speaking. Some husband and wife, the day they touch themselves, somebody must be sick, because the spirit husband is a jealous spirit. Some women trusting God for marital settlement, but there is a spirit following them. It will end tonight. That is what I am saying. I am not giving you this list so you are aware. I'm giving you this list so that we contend against it tonight. I'm not here to just announce their operations to you. I'm here to tell you so that when we are about to pray, you know the spirit, you will break the jugular tonight. The jugular of the wicked ones. It ends tonight. Next attack of spiritual attacks is what we call restlessness. Somebody just restless. Restless. Have you seen people? I attack. Listen, the spirit of restlessness is a busy spirit. Busy without making anything. The person is just busy, 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 busy. If God opens your eyes, you will see spirits like from you see spirits all over the person like this. There are some people that when they are walking, sometimes when God opens your eyes in the spirit and you see some people walking, you can just be seeing, sometimes you see like bees or flies, you know. Is you know, this spirit is just like a busy spirit around somebody. That one is about to go and start a day that will not be productive. He will be so busy, not productive. Let me end here. Final sign of spiritual attack on this video is strange movement in your body in heated atmospheres. Strange, not just movements, strange, discomforting movements. Some people, whenever there is intense prayer, they begin to feel stomach pain. Some people, when there is intense moments of prayer, they feel pains in their body. They feel something like, they feel like insects, animals moving in their body, in their bodies. Oh my God. I would have taken time, if I take time to go open scriptures on every of these points, time will not be enough tonight. So, as a Berean Christian, you should go and make your own research. Because of time, I'm going to be skipping some things because there's so much we want to. Oh, somebody says you feel it now. You feel pain. How many of you, you are feeling that, what I'm talking about? You are feeling pains. You are feeling this discomfort in your body while I'm speaking. Let's know, because solution will come for you tonight. If you are, Gladys says, I feel the strange movements in my body. Okay. Somebody says itching. Okay, when the power of God is moving, your body begins to itch you like this. You, okay, look at a lot of people. I'm not talking about the power of God though. I'm talking about like discomforting pains. It's like your body begins to itch you. A lot of people. Okay, somebody said the stomach aching. Somebody says, I feel like vomiting. You see, these are signs that you need to shut down some things. And we will shut it. God told me today, while I was praying, preparing, somebody said something. Look, are you seeing that? Somebody said you feel it like a stab, like somebody's stabbing you. That's what you're feeling like. Stanley says, feels it like a stab, like somebody is stabbing you. Listen, don't miss this Saturday's midnight prayer. There will be deliverances of every kind. Pain in your lower abdomen, God. And many of you discover that this thing only happens when you are in heated atmosphere. Like, you know, like you are in heat. It's because that spirit is not comfortable in an atmosphere like this. That's it. There's some. Let me leave it. I wanted to say something, but I won't say it. Okay. Let's continue hearing the word of God. Do you see that these are the things responsible for the problems? You pray and pray and pray, nothing is moving. It's because there's a spirit you need to contend with. So you see that God answers prayers, but it's just that some protocol, some things need to leave for the breakthrough to come. Because if the breakthrough comes, these are the spirit that will still terminate those breakthroughs. I don't know why I'm sounding like that they will look at you today. I can feel, maybe I feel, okay, let me not say this too, because mantles can gain expression depending on the tools needed. Let's leave that. I understand what is happening. There's a deliverance mantle here tonight. Many of the oppositions people go through, they are caused by demons. Every one of you, write in the comment section, say it ends today. Say it ends. de fere de digos. Say it ends today. It ends today. Rakaparaka shanda kabahai. Many of you will feel those things leave you forever. And you know the beauty of deliverance? Deliverance. If I turn off the light here, everywhere is going to go off immediately. If I turn on the light is going to come on. So that's how deliverance works. When the spirit causing oppositions leave, guess what happens? Almost immediately, breakthrough comes. Some of you, when we begin to pray tonight, between tonight and tomorrow, you will receive that job you have been looking for. You see that miracle job? You will receive it. Some of you have been looking for marital settlement. You will receive it. Because those, listen, I am not saying you are possessed. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying there are spirits in your atmosphere you need to deal with. Because the day a believer got born again, the Holy Spirit entered him. You can't say a Christian is possessed. Never. But sometimes a Christian can be oppressed. A Christian cannot be possessed, but a Christian can be oppressed. So many people are going through oppressions. It ends today. It ends today. So the first time you are a Christian, the first time you are filled with the Holy Ghost is not just speaking in tongues. Jesus told us that after a believer gets born again, the first thing to do before speaking in tongues is to cast out devils. Meaning the day you got born again, deliverance should happen. In the name of Jesus, every power around you causing you not to make progress, out! You check it out! Before receiving Holy Ghost baptism, that Matthew, okay, let's go to scriptures. So I don't want to just speak. Let's go into the Bible. Matthew 16:17. So that it doesn't look so spooky. You know, the kind of ministry God has given me is a supernatural ministry. If I don't back what I say with the scriptures, I may look because of the kind of mantle the Lord put upon me. So it means everything I say, I have to tell you where it is in the Bible, so you know that this thing is happening in real life. So then this sign shall follow them that will have faith. KJV says, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Are you seeing? First, they shall cast out devils. Second, they shall speak with new tongues. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? So it's casting out devils first, according to what Jesus said. A Christian can need deliverance. Demons don't have access to your spirit as a believer because the Holy Ghost is in your spirit. But demons can manipulate events, manipulate situations around you. Number two, organizations can need deliverance. Your business is not doing well. How many of you remember the last global midnight prayer we did? We blessed anointing oil. We told people, I think December, we had it a lot. Last one, two, we saw birds dying. We blessed anointing oil. We told people, go and anoint in your working place. And people protested. Some people, they went back to work. They were seeing, we were praying here, evil birds die, evil birds. People in front of their shops were seeing dead birds. Some people came out from their house seeing dead birds. I remember the testimony of one woman I really love and appreciate so much. Two birds died in front of her like this. So it is not only people that need to check out demons, even organizations. I don't know if you remember the mantle in June. We were praying for the mantle. I told everybody, bring white handkerchief. And we blessed it. And I told everybody, go and dust your businesses. How many of you saw that? People started coming back with testimonies. Man of God, I've never had this kind of sales before. I've never seen it like this. Man of God, ever since we used the handkerchief that you blessed and you know what God did. How many of you remember? Even businesses, organizations can need deliverance. Is somebody getting what God is saying tonight? You spirit of disfavor, spirit wife, spirit husband, spirit of delay, spirit of setback around my atmosphere, crumble tonight. Please, I want to ask you for permission. I feel in my spirit that we should finish this teaching today. It's almost 9 and I think I need to close. But I feel in my spirit like we need to stretch because I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I feel it so strong. There's something God wants to do tonight. I'm not seeing this thing happening tomorrow. I'm seeing it happening tonight. 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 Because some people need emergency breakthrough as I am talking now. Some people, they need emergency. We don't have time for tomorrow again. I mean today. It has to happen now. Can somebody write in the comment section, say it has to happen now? So how then do you overcome spiritual attacks? I will give you 4 points, then we'll pray. We'll rush it. I'll rush it. I won't go into too much details. How then do you overcome spiritual attacks? Number one, light. Somebody say light. Illumination. Somebody say illumination. I will explain it. When I say light, what do I mean? Light means revelation. Light means knowledge. Light means idea. How many of you have watched these cartoons? When I was very young, when I used to watch cartoons a lot, Tom and Jerry, so on and so forth. When one of them has an idea, what happens to his head? A light comes on his head. How many of you know that? You see a bright light on his head. When the bright light comes, it's like he has an idea. So light, you know, those people, they are very intelligent. They have type. You see, some of those cartoons are intelligences. Intelligences. When I started growing, I started, wow, these people use these terms. So light speaks of idea, illumination, knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, listen, and one light you need to have is the light of your authority in Christ. John 8:32. Because you can be praying from the place of fear and you can be praying from the place of authority. Look at what the Bible says. And you shall know the truth. Truth is knowledge. It says, and the truth shall make you free. It didn't say set you free. Are you seeing? It didn't say the truth will set you free. It said the truth will make you free. Meaning, automatic. When you know, it's as if the instant you are catching the light, the instant you are breaking through. It didn't say the truth will set you free. It said the truth will make you free. It means the truth will make you a different person entirely. Show me a man that produces consistent results, and I will show you a man that operates with light. Is light, illumination. That is why you see on the global mentorship, we're not just praying. If we want to turn this to prayer, I'm telling you, we can turn it to prayer. But global mentorship is a mentorship where you will read. From the day we started global mentorship till date, we have been reading. This is the third week. There is no day we have not read. We have not read something. Three of us. It's not as if I want to engage you. It's not as if I just want the mentorship to be going. No. If we want it to be going, we know what to do. But by the grace of God, I have made a promise to Jesus that I will not come to add drama. I don't want to add drama in ministry. The ministry God has placed in my hands, I don't want to deceive people. I don't want to add drama. Everything must count. Everything must count. That's why you see how intentional we are about reading, studying. Because it is the truth that will make you free. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to show you, tell you the truth. We'll read it, we'll study it, and we'll break through. That's why my kind of ministry, the kind of ministry I have in mind, is a ministry where I can be with people for 21 days, 30 days, and I'm teaching them one thing. I may not even say too many things, just one thing. For 30 days, we're talking on faith, until the faith enters their spirit. We won't go into the next topic. As God helps us. Sorry about that. As God helps us, we start physical work soon. As God helps us. Those are the kind of structures that are in my spirit. Where you can be on one series with your church for 1 year. 1 year, you are not, I'm not teaching nothing. We're just on faith. Faith part one, faith part two, faith part 100, faith part 200. Until it enters into the spirit of man. Because sometimes the reason why people do not catch these things is because you just hear it once and you leave it. You just hear it once. That's why when you hear teachings like this, you don't just leave it. You go and download it, listen to it. We are releasing the audios of these teachings. If you check our Telegram group, the link to our Telegram is in the description of this video. You check our Telegram group, you see the audios. We release it on our website, joshuasgeneration.net. We release the audios to download. You can go and listen to it 200 times. If there's any word like 1,000 times. You listen to it. You soak yourself. He said the truth shall make you free. Not set you free. Make you free. Make you. It's like automatic. Don't just listen to sermons for hearing's sake. Listen to sermons to search for truth. Don't just read your Bible for reading's sake. Read to break into light. There is a light for prosperity. There is a light. And listen, the life of a man is like many rooms. How did I know? How many of you remember the demon that possessed that man in the Bible? He said, "We are legion." How many of you remember? Legion spirit. Do you know what legion is? Do you know what legion is? I think one legion is about 6,000, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not mistaken. One legion is about 6,000. So imagine a man saying legion is inside the man. It means about 6,000 demonic spirits inside one man. How many self-containers? How many rooms? It means that a man has the ability to host possibilities. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? A man has the ability to host possibilities. 6,000 demons. Oh, I'm correct. Thank you. It means inside that man, demon of disfavor. Inside that man, demon of setback. Inside that man, demon of breakdown at the edge of breakthrough. Inside that man, demon, 6,000, even the one we don't know, they are inside there. The life of a man is like many rooms. A man can be free. And guess what? In a house, there can be many rooms. In a house, but some rooms don't have light. There are some rooms that have light. So some people are doing well financially, but their marriage is failing. Do you know why? They have light in finance, but they don't have light in marriage. You will need to go and turn on the light. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Some people, their light, they are doing well maritally, they are doing well financially, but their health is failing. Do you know why? Marriage, they have light. Finances, they have light. Don't forget what light means. Light means knowledge. But in their health, no light. They don't have the light of Jehovah the healer. If 6,000 demons can be in a man, it means that a man can host possibilities. It means that 6,000 areas of your life can be okay. 6,000 areas of your life can be okay. Are you getting what God is saying tonight? Are you getting what God is saying tonight? That's why you must be a balanced Christian. Balanced. Every area of your life should be okay. Your marriage, okay. Your health, okay. Finances, okay. Academics, okay. Job, okay. Character, okay. That's why the Bible says when Satan came to Jesus, he could not find anything against him. Because there was light everywhere. So he says, "And ye shall know the truth." So light can shut down attacks. I'm telling you. Because it is in the area of the ignorance of a man that demons sit down. I'm telling you. It's the area of ignorance of a man, demons sit down. Because deliverance can come by knowledge, by the word. The Bible said he set forth his word and the word healed them. So it is not every deliverance that comes by laying of hands. Some you will need to, it has to come by the word. It has to come by knowledge. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Number two. When you now have the light, and of course, my book, I'm going to give you the admin. We give you the link to the book after the teaching on the group chat. So you can read for free, but you won't be able to download it. But if you want to buy it, it's on Amazon, it's on everywhere, the authority of the believer in Christ. Number two, you need to learn, it is not just enough to have light. You have to use the authority. Can I shock you? Unused authority is equals to no authority. Some people are not using their authority. How do you use your authority? You speak the word in the name of Jesus. You spiritual husband in my life, die now, get out of my life. To you are just saying words, but in the spirit realm, that words, those words coming out from your mouth, they carry power. Unused authority is equals to zero authority. Kenneth Hagin was sharing a testimony. Jesus visited him, and Jesus was giving him revelations. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. All of a sudden, he saw demonic monkeys. These demonic monkeys, they came into the atmosphere and they began to distract. So all of a sudden, Kenneth Hagin could not hear what Jesus was saying again. So Kenneth Hagin was expecting Jesus to cast out the monkeys. But Jesus did not cast out the monkeys. Jesus kept talking. So in that revelation, Jesus was saying some important things to Kenneth Hagin. So the monkeys were distracting. Kenneth Hagin now shouted, "You monkeys, get out of this place now in the name of Jesus." And all the monkeys disappeared. Guess what? Kenneth Hagin looked at Jesus. He said, "Jesus, how come you didn't cast out these monkeys?" Jesus asked him, "Did you cast it out?" I'm rephrasing now. He says, "Yes, I casted it." And Jesus said, "That is how things will be if you don't respond." So it is not Jesus that will do it for you. You are the one that will use the authority he gave you. Many of you are sitting down, "Jesus, look at my situation. Is this how I'm going to be? Is this how everything is going to be? Oh God, look at my family." Things do not change like that. The Bible says, "Resist the devil." It's you that will resist the devil, not God. It's you. When you resist the devil, then God takes action. If you sit down, God will look. James chapter 4 verse 7. It says, "Resist the devil." Resist. Let me show you the scripture. Resist the devil. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. If you don't resist, you are pampering. Submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You have to resist him. In the name of Jesus, you devil over my finances, get out. What you tolerate, you cannot terminate. If you are too gentle, you cannot settle. And that believer may end up in a kettle. What you don't overpower, you empower. You need to understand these believers. You need to come to the place of boiling point. Kenneth Hagin said, "Every day, cast out demons from your finances." Kenneth Hagin quoted. He said, "Every day, cast out demons from your finances." Meaning, when you wake up in the morning, when you say thank you, Jesus, the next thing, Satan, take your dirty, stinky hand off my finances in the name of Jesus. To you are speaking, but things are happening in the spirit. Unused authority is zero authority. If you are quiet about the matter, then you consented. In the spirit, silence is consent. Somebody getting what I'm saying? Jesus said, "You shall say to the mountain, throw yourself into the river." He didn't say, "You report the mountain to me." Many of you are reporting the mountain to God. "God, look at the mountain. God, will you watch my family like this? God, will you watch my finances like this? God, I am 39. I'm not married. Oh God." No!
that's not how God said you should pray.
He says, speak to the mountain. You mountain, in the name of Jesus, this is not a plan of God for my life. So right now, out in the name of Jesus, let the mountain go down in the name of Jesus.
That is how to pray. Not, oh God, Lord God, look at the mountain. And God will say, I'm looking at it. I see mountain. Is the mountain too big?
He said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say report the mountain to me. He says, resist the devil. He didn't say report the devil to me.
Resist him. Unused authority is zero authority. Just imagine an armed robber enters into the house of somebody and police is there with gun. The police now runs to the president and say, president, there's armed robber there. The president will slap the police and say, you are fired. What should the police do? You have been given authority to tread upon every armed robber. You have been given authority. So you can shoot the gun. Imagine the police going to the president. President, can you see? I don't understand what those robbers are doing. He will be fired. Unused authority is zero authority. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19. And you need to understand that authority is not power. Listen, if you ask me, I will tell you, authority and power, they are different. Authority and power, they are different. He said, look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Listen, authority is permission. Power is capacity. A man can have power, but if he does not have authority, he violates the law. Have you seen a man that goes to the gym? Six packs, triceps, biceps, oligoceps. any bicep without oligos is a waste of time. Any tricep, six packs without six digits is hunger. Or six zeros. Sorry about that, I'm just playing. Anyone doing gym here, you're a gym instructor, kudos to you. I'm just playing, please. I love your business. So the man does six packs, triceps, and he comes out with his muscle driving a big truck, and he's driving it like this with his muscle and his bass voice. And there's one skimpy police with oversized uniform, worn out clothes, stands in the middle of the road and says, stop! I want to ask, will the tricep man stop? Will the muscular man stop? Yes. If the muscular man comes down, he has the power to beat up the police. But can he try it? No. Why? Because he has power, but the police has authority. If you slap the police, it means you have slapped the mayor, you have slapped the local government, you have slapped the president. You've slapped a lot of people, because those are the people backing him. And it means that man with power will end up in jail. So Jesus said he gave you authority. So stop saying, hey, I didn't pray yesterday. Are you sure the devil will respect me? Authority is authority. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He has given you authority. But blessed be the man that understands the place of power and authority. You see, power, what? Hey, tonight is not for that. I would have taught you where power comes in and where authority comes in. I would have taught you. Power is the ability to do. Let me not go into, maybe we'll do it some other time. Let me just stay on authority. Let me not go, yes, because we have to pray. Let me not go into power. Power is another topic on its own. We don't joke with power in this kingdom. We generate it. We generate power. It is power you invest on prayer points that makes things happen quickly. But when it comes to demons, use authority. Are we together? Let's leave that matter. Let's stay on authority. I don't want to go so deep tonight. I don't want to go into that area. But somebody say, I have authority. Somebody say, I have authority. Unused authority is no authority. Number three, how do you shut down spiritual attack? Hit a matter for long. This is where power comes in. Hit a matter for long. This is where power comes in. Hit a matter for long. Okay, when I say unused authority is no authority,
When you speak, leave it. Are you with me? When you speak, leave it. You demon over my finances, get out! Move away. You sickness in my body, get out! If it persists, then you mount pressure. This is where power comes in. Guess what? Guess what? There are some people that are struggling. Maybe they struggle with the police. I have more tricep than you. What do you mean? If that police does not understand power, they will override him. Pay attention. I'm showing you where power comes in. So that's why it is better for a police with authority to have power. So that when the demon is doing anything, you now use power. You say, okay, let's leave authority. Let's pull. Authority, I'm coming. You now own the demon like this, and you say, you devil, get out. So you see, sometimes we men of God, when we are casting out demons, we use authority in the name of Jesus, get out. And the demon is saying, I'm not going anywhere. Leave me alone. And that's when we now release some dose of power. Release some dose of power. So that's why if the policeman has bicep and triceps, with his authority, it makes the work beautiful. That is why, despite your authority, you must have a solid prayer life. You must have a solid prayer life. Are we together? So number three, you mount pressure. Somebody say pressure. This is where you sit down on that matter. You see your business not doing well. You see situations not doing well. What do? Every day. You give prayer projects. That is how you mount pressure. That is how you now exercise power and authority. Because power and authority must go hand in hand. Power and authority must go hand in hand. So you exercise pressure. In the name of Jesus, today, tomorrow, you are there. Every power against my business, I by the power of God, get out in the name of Jesus. The 7. You give prayer project. What is happening is that you are mounting prayer, power, pressure. Are we together now? You mount pressure. That is where power comes in. You must learn to have a prayer life, boost your tricep and bicep. You must be a man of fasting. So you see, I'm not speaking about bicep now, because power and authority goes hand in hand. They work together. So don't just sit down and say, oh, I have authority. You are not praying. I have authority. You are not fasting. You need power also. Power is the code of life. Life responds to power. Life responds to power. Power is work done over time. How long does it take to accomplish a work? Tells us how much power you have. And you can test power. You take a matter to somebody, he cannot do it. It takes him 12 hours to do it. You take that same matter to somebody, it takes him 3 seconds. Who has more power? The one with 3 seconds. Because power is work done over time. How much time it takes to get a work done tells us how much power you have. So you can test power. Finally, and we're going to pray. How do you shut down demons, satanic attack? You can encounter with somebody of a higher measure. That is why God brought men of God your way. God brought women of God your way. People he has given special grace. And this is where, by the Spirit of God, I'm going to come in tonight. For some of you that have prayed and exercised authority, but it's as if the thing is not changing. This is where we will now bring in the rod of a higher priesthood. Encounter the man with somebody of a higher measure. Results are sharp when resistance are removed. I want to pray for every one of you tonight. How many of you will testify? Because deliverance is instant. And the kind of prayer we want to pray now is not the PIM, and you don't need to be P prim and proper.
No, 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 no.
You have to be rugged. You have to be agile. How many of you promise to testify? Because things will happen tonight.
Some of you will receive miracle jobs. Some of you, you will sleep tonight. That spiritual husband and wife, you see them practically dead. Some of you will go back to your dream and you will see breakthrough.
Those powers holding your finances. Some of you, your visa, your finances will be settled. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? You promise to testify? You promise to testify?
All right. We are going to take 3 prayer points tonight.
First prayer point. You will say, can you rise on your feet, everybody? Rise. This is not the one who will sit down. Rise on your feet. I'm also, please just permit me for the time today. We'll leave here, trusting God to leave here at 9:30. Permit me. The Lord told, I already saw this before starting, that tonight is going to stretch. The Lord actually told me to sit down on this. There are many people that need deliverances. Are we okay? Are we okay with it? You will say, in the name of Jesus, are we ready? This is the prayer. Now, wherever you are, somebody lift up your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord Jesus, I align with you. Say after me, say, Satan, limiting forces, I disconnect myself from you. Just be saying it as I'm saying it. Say after me, say, every covenant I have entered into with this spirit causing resistance. Every covenant I have entered into with these forces causing limitations in my life. Say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself. Say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself. Say, every covenant I have entered into. Please, we are doing something intentional now. The Bible said a man is snared by the words of his mouth. So you are giving God permission. This declaration we are doing. Some of you, you will begin to yawn. You begin to yawn unexpectedly. Those things are disappearing. They are going to happen. Say, in the name of Jesus, every covenant that I have entered into, the one I knew of, the one I did not know of, Lord, have mercy on me. And right now, I disconnect myself. One more time, say, Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. If you know you're not born again, if you not accepted Jesus, this is the right time now. Because you can't have the devil's luggage and expect him to leave. Now say after me, say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I surrender my life to you. I want to be free, Jesus. I want to be free from this tormenting spirit. I want to be free from these issues I'm going through. Lord Jesus, wipe my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. Today I declare publicly that I'm born again. Now lift up your hands, everybody. We're going to pray. Now we'll take this prayer. First prayer point. Somebody say, Lord Jesus, say, I am a child of God. So therefore, any affliction sponsored by demons in any area of my life, are we ready? Any affliction sponsored by demons in any area of my life, I shut it down now. Are we ready? We are going to pray that prayer now. You will say, in the name of Jesus, any affliction sponsored by demons in any area of my life, I shut you down. Wherever you are, can you turn that to prayer? Over my marriage, over my finances, over my life, you take any spirit from the spirit of air, you situation sponsored by demons, any affliction in my life, in my family, sponsored by demons, I shut you down. Somebody pray.
pray. Somebody pray. Break it again. Break it again. Break it again. Rook it again. Rook it again. Rook it again. Rook it again. He get again again. Rook it again again. Rook it again again. Rook it again again. Tika raka daka. Tika raka daka. Tika raka daka. Break it again again. Rook it again. Tika daka daka daka. Tika raka daka daka. Rook it again again again. Rook it again again again. Rook it again. Rook it again. Somebody shout fire. 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 Somebody shout fire.
Now say after me. Say after me. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any attack on my mind. Every attack on my mind. Causing depression. Causing fear. Causing confusion. Expire. Somebody shout expire. Somebody shout expire. Somebody shout expire. Somebody shout expire. Any affliction on my mind. Causing fear. Causing depression. Causing confusion. Somebody shout expire. Break it again. 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 Somebody pray. Sapapapo. Break it again. Break it again. So get again. Break it 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 again. Somebody shout expire. Somebody shout expire. In Jesus' name. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. Whatever was had in my life, I take away the resistance. 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 In Jesus' name. One more prayer. And I'm going to release the power of God now. One more prayer. Say after me. Say in the name of Jesus. Every affliction in my body.
Okay. Everybody be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Place your hands on your stomach, everyone. Anyone going through spiritual husband, going through spiritual wife, bad dreams, eating in the dreams, seeing yourself in evil gatherings in the dreams, you see yourself eating meat, drinking blood. You see yourself in strange places, excreta in your dreams. You don't even understand your dreams. Put your hands in your stomach. Some of you now, wait. Before we continue, those people feeling that thing in their body, you are feeling pains right now as I'm talking. How many of you are feeling it now? Some of you are feeling itchy. Your body is itchy. You are feeling discomfort. You are feeling like there is something wants to chase you out of this prayer room. Some of you, there's a spirit telling you, go offline, go offline, go offline. Some of you, that's what, some of you, you are practically hearing, go offline now, go offline now. Listen, some of you, your network may want to get interrupted now, but you will make it, you will say, Satan, I bind you. Somebody said, it feels piercing. Somebody said, it's feeling pain in the head now. Somebody said, I get headache now. Somebody said, I'm feeling pain and itching. Some of you, you are feeling, somebody said, piercing. Yes. They are reacting already. They are reacting. Some of you will throw up after this meeting. Those things you ate in your dreams. The power of God will come upon you. Somebody said she's feeling sleepy. This is not the time to feel sleepy. Some of you will be hearing, go off. Who is that? Who was hearing that? You were just feeling like going offline. Who was feeling like that? Who was feeling like that? You were just feeling like going offline. It's like something just wanted to go offline. Listen, you have to stay. Those are the powers that don't want you to be delivered. Are we ready? Are we ready? Now put your hands in your stomach. Oh, somebody said it. You're the one feeling like going offline. Okay, don't worry. Oh, somebody said that I was feeling like going offline. Hold that phone very well. Put it in a place that it will fall. Because the power of God is going to come upon some people here.
wind of the Holy Ghost, every power from the pit of hell, you power that has afflicted this son of God, you power that has afflicted this daughter of God, powers that has caused rejections, powers that are, that power moving in your body, making you to feel pains, making you to feel itchy. Some of you, you see yourself yawning. You can't control it. You just see yourself yawning. Those things that are causing those limitations, they are checking out. Power of God, move in your power, Holy Ghost. From the north of this world to the south of this world, from the east of this world to the west of this world. Somebody saying, I'm vomiting. There's somebody vomiting now. She said it, I'm vomiting. Wind of the Holy Ghost, blow! You power of darkness, you demon spirits, tormenting the son of God, tormenting this daughter of God, I take authority now. At the count of three, come out in the name of Jesus. One, two, three, get out. You power of limitation, listen, there is no distance in the spirit. I don't know the power that has kept you on the spot. I don't know the power that has kept you bound. Holy Ghost, let the fire of God move in houses now, in places now. Those powers that have seated, that sat on your finances, those powers that have sat upon your children, those powers that make your children dysfunction. Power of God! I've seen children that set up fired autism. This night, you will see that child that has not spoken. I just saw a child that has not spoken. That child will speak now. Power of God! You demon spirit, out in the name of Jesus. You spirit from hell, foul spirits, marine spirits, witchcraft spirits, angel beauty, spirit from the water, spirit from the air, spirit from the cover, foundational powers, generational patterns that has held you bound on the spot. Oh, you spirit, you heard them. You heard them when they said they disconnect. You heard them when they said they disconnect. I declare, you foul spirit, go back to hell. Don't return again. You spirit from hell, go to hell. Never return again. I send you to Havish. Rakatelekesia. Let there be deliverances. Let there be deliverances. Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Power of God. Move. Power of God. Move. Power of God. Move. Power of God. The Lord is separating you. The Lord is breaking the chains. The Lord is separating you from the powers of demonic attacks. The Lord is breaking the chains. I said, the Lord, somebody, you are throwing up. Those are the powers. I don't know anyone here. Listen. Some of you, you will notice healing now. Listen, hear this. Any power that has delayed your marriage, has delayed your fruitfulness, any power that has delayed your job, any power that has delayed your breakthrough, I say right now, you foul spirit of infirmity, go to Havis, never return again. Elizabeth said, admins, as these testimonies are coming, bring it to my notice. Elizabeth said, I am throwing up, man of God. My body feels so light. That is power. Every garbage, owners of evil load. Somebody said, I'm throwing up. Admins, let's get these testimonies. Owners of evil load that has placed garbage riches on you. If I be a man of God, you spirit causes stagnation, you spirit from hell, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Out, out. I declare that sickness dies now. That sickness dies now.
Somebody said my phone went off all of a sudden. That's power. That's power. Any power sitting on your breakthrough, any power sitting on your next level, any power sitting on your harvest, expire! Expire! You owners of evil, Lord, 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 carry your Lord, carry your Lord, carry your Lord. You evil load of stagnation, you evil load of disappointment, you evil load of setback, I don't know how long you have been. Out, 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 out. There is somebody, you're always dreaming of serpents, you're always dreaming of snakes, you're always dreaming of serpents. Hey, that evil serpent, spirit from hell, spirit from hell, spirit from hell, spirit from hell, name. Every yoke of disappointment, every yoke of stagnation, every yoke of setback, foundational patterns, foundational powers that has stopped people in your family, that has stopped people in your lineage. If I be a man of God, I declare their expiry date is now. If I be a man of God, I declare their expiry date is now. You foul spirit, out in the name of Jesus. Don't seek anybody. Begin to do what you could not do. Hey, don't seek anybody. Begin to do what you could not do. As you notice a testimony change, tell us in the comment section. Seek anybody, you begin to notice. Some of you, you will notice you are free now. You will notice lightness. When you are here, 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 when you are here.
Oh, we just got somebody said, I'm throwing up. Are you seeing your screen? Miracles are also happening everywhere. Some of you, you have lumps in your body, you have growths, blood issues. Check yourself. Power everywhere. That devil is a liar. I don't know that power holding your jobs, powers fighting your marriage. You will see some of you, your husband will come back to tell you sorry, they will apologize. Because scales are falling.
Hey. 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 Oh. Hey. Hey. When you are here, 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 when you are here,
when you are here, when you are here.
when you are here.
Look at miracles happening everywhere. Miracles are happening everywhere. Powers that said you will not have a job. Who is it that seeth a thing and it cometh to pass when God did not say it? You HIV and AIDS, get out of that body. You blood disease, get out. Look at this testimony. He said, there was something in my throat and it has disappeared. Deliverances are happening.
When you are here,
people are still going through deliverances.
Hey,
somebody said, look at this testimony. He said, I'm vomiting. Oh, limitations are over. Setbacks are over. Limitations are over. In Jesus' name.